You're listening to the Positive Finpack Podcast.
My name is Aiden. I'm a public speaker, a business consultant, a corporate trainer, and a professional improviser.
And I'm Marjorie.
And we've been friends for 14 years. This podcast is an experiment.
Where we talk about me trying every diet program under the sun and the moon and who knows where else.
The Positive Finpack Podcast is proudly sponsored by The Art of Change, Skills for Life. Change is inevitable. Progress is not. You make the difference. To learn more, visit artofchange.com. Today, we are talking about the 10-hour coffee diet, correct?
Yes.
So I pulled up the Amazon page and the Goodreads page for this book because I have never heard of this before. And I was like, what is this? And I'm really excited about this one-star review from Loves a Good Story, whose headline in 2014 was Nauseous After 4 Days.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Loves a Good Story says, I've been doing this diet for 4 days. Today is day 5, and I don't like it. I lost 1 pound during the first 4 days, and I did not feel hungry until time to eat the evening meal. So not bad, not great. But after my morning drink this morning, I felt nauseous. The drink tastes too sweet to me. Maybe it's just too much butter and coconut oil at a time. I don't know. But I'm really having trouble facing the thought of the noon drink. I thought about having everything except the water, spelled H-A-L-V-I-N-G. Maybe that will work. I've never tasted coffee before. I don't know if that is making any difference. So that was a one-star review. But let's back up a little bit.
Yes,
please. And explain what the 10-hour coffee diet is. And by the way, this book is written by Jennifer Jolin and Rich Brida. And I think this was all the rage in 2013, from what I can gather from the internet.
Yes. And actually, the full title of the book is The 10-Hour Coffee Diet, Transform Your Body and Health Using 3 Weird Coffee Weight Loss Tricks, exclamation point.
Turn your coffee into a weight loss coffee.
Yes.
So Marjorie, you're familiar with this. So why don't you just tell us how
it works? I am. And I've actually done this before and lost weight successfully until I sabotaged myself in some way.
Okay.
I don't recall how much I lost before on it. And it probably was circa 2013 that I actually did it the last time, or maybe it was a little later. But anyway, I think I was turned on to it because it was on sale or something. So basically, the deal is that, in a nutshell, you drink these special coffees for your first 2 meals of the day, and then you eat a quote unquote sensible dinner. So
what's that shake program?
Oh, that's SlimFast.
SlimFast. Yeah. So it's basically like SlimFast for coffee drinkers,
I guess.
You have a drink in the morning, a drink for lunch, and then a sensible dinner.
So, okay, I'd like to unpack a little of that. So what you do, the special coffee, you're supposed to use organic coffee, the purest water, then you add to it 1 to 1.5 tablespoons of organic extra virgin coconut oil.
Ooh, expensive.
Yeah, not really. No. I got mine at my local HEB and it wasn't that expensive. Plus, it's usually in big jars and so it lasts quite a while when you're only eating a tablespoon at a time, you know? A little more expensive, but again, not much, to tell you the truth, is then you also add 1 tablespoon of grass-fed butter. And the brand I use is Kerrygold, which good is brand. Pretty easy to find. Yeah, which is pretty easy to find. And again, not super expensive. I mean, yes. Is it pricier than if I were to just buy, you know, the cheap stuff? Sure. But and she goes into some detail about, you know, why you want to choose these particular products. And then you also put 2 scoops of protein powder in. And so here's what I don't understand about that review is it's too sweet.
I'm going to guess that was their, I'm going to guess that was their protein powder that they were using. You know what I mean?
I'm going to guess that too, because, and that's something that you can control.
Because, so. Because here's, you know, here, there's a bunch of other reviews right. that are all like 4 and 5 stars. Like I really like this one person who was like, day 3. Though I chose to eat 2 chocolate chip cookies and a homemade thin crust margarita pizza with a glass of wine for dinner, I still lost 0.4 pounds. So this does work. That's from Makeup Girl. Headline is, this may be my magic bullet. So, so
that's kind of how I feel about it. So one of the reasons I chose this diet is because as I was, which I've gotten away from and I will get back to.
Well, hang on just a second. There's a really important, there's an elephant in the coffee, so to speak.
Okay.
Which is that you don't drink coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to me, this matters. I drink coffee. I'm a fan. I love it. I've never really wanted to quit. And I don't drink a lot of coffee. I have 1 espresso drink in the morning and I make it at home. So it's just a little tiny bit of steamed milk and it's, you know, it's lower acidity because it's espresso and I love it very much. You know, I have a ritual and I love it, but I'm also, you know, responsible with it or whatever. But you, right. on the other hand, and my husband is like this too. Yeah. Do not like it. Think it smells weird. Well, you should tell people what you think of coffee, because I think it smells amazing and I love it.
You know, I am to coffee what you are to cilantro.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
But cilantro tastes like soap.
Well, there is just something bizarre about coffee that I do not understand why it's catnip to people. And I've tried, like when I used to drive back and forth to Fort Worth in the middle of the night, I tried drinking coffee and, you know, it was hard. It was really hard. It was much easier to stay awake, you know, eating some Altoids, I'll be honest.
You know, really they make caffeine pills there. I've never tried them. I'm afraid of them, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, so, it's not for me. No, coffee is, I don't even like mocha. And I would eat chocolate covered almost anything, but you know, you put lots of coffee in my chocolate and I'm just like, ugh. And I can even, you know, cause I bake a lot and I make things sometimes. And one of the ways to make chocolate taste richer is to put some, you know, instant coffee in it. And just a little bit, but anyway, and I can usually, even when I, you know, eat things that I've baked that just has that little bit of coffee, I can kind of taste it.
Wow.
But I mean, well, not so, as much, okay, as, you know.
So we believe you. You don't like coffee.
Yeah, I don't like coffee.
So
I don't like anything about coffee.
So why choose the coffee diet?
Like you say, one thing I do like is lists. I found a list of diets one time. I also like things being alphabetized.
Okay. And, all right.
So when one sorts a list in alphabetical order, the numbers are on top. And the number 1 is usually first. And this diet was first. So I read it. And like I say, it was on sale on Amazon. I got the Kindle version for, I think, $2.99 one time and decided that, hey, I'm going to read about it and see if I could just, you know, make myself do this with coffee. But I found that there are versions of this diet available. There are modifications. And one of the modifications is using tea.
Oh, okay.
And as much as I don't like coffee, I do like tea. I love tea. I love very black, dark, rich tea, mm-hmm. With cream and sugar usually, but that's not the kind of tea that I drink for this. But anyway, no, but I like all kinds of tea and I like the taste of tea very much. So,
okay,
so
cool.
I drink 10-hour tea. And the kind of tea that she suggests is yerba mate tea, which
I think it's pronounced yerba mate.
Okay. I believe you because I don't know anything. I had never heard of this tea before that. And I mean, as much as I like tea, I'm not like one of those people that is super snobby into the tea culture.
Oh, great. Now I just came off sounding like a tea snob.
you came off sounding like a tea sip. I tend to gravitate towards like the black teas. Say it again.
Yerba mate.
Okay. I love it. So that's the tea that I drink. And again, yeah, it's a little pricey, but it's not super expensive considering you're using like a teaspoon and a half at a time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I had it to do over again, I would not use loose tea. That was all that I could get delivered. By the delivery app that I chose. And was the loose tea, and I'm not really digging that a whole lot. because the strainer that I was using was not good, and you know, anyway, a lot of other tea problems that coffee people would have no problems with.
So how many days into this are you?
So, one of the things I did is I started Thursday because I wanted to try your trick.
Oh, cool. Thursday as a reset day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And today, so, you know, obviously today is whatever day people are listening to this, but for our lives, it's Sunday. So it's been Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then today. So that's 4.5 days.
And then one of the other caveats of this is that you pick a day to have like a free day and you're only doing this two coffees and a meal and one meal 6 days out of the week. And then you get like a cheat day, I guess. She doesn't call it a cheat day. It's just, you know, it's a day that you're not on that.
Okay.
That you're not doing it.
Does she have a name for it?
No, she's just, it's like, just do it 6 days.
Because if it worked for our creator to rest on the seventh day.
That's what I was thinking. So I was originally going to choose Sunday as the day off, but I decided that I wanted cereal for breakfast yesterday. And so I made yesterday my day off. And so I was back at it today. So I've been on it. Yeah. This is my, I guess, fourth day on that. I think I've lost maybe a pound. I was going up the first few days, which honestly is super typical. Excuse me. It's super typical of just about anything I do. It's almost like my body's just like, no, I'm not going to give you my weight. Anyway, one of the things that she says in this book, which I just love, is that you have to change your brain first.
Mm-hmm.
And
change your brain. Change your life.
And so, exactly. And so she's basically saying that this kind of disrupts your brain, this intermittent fasting. And the fasting that you're doing is really modified because, you know, you're having these souped up coffees, or in my case, tea, during the day. So you're not, by fasting, it's not just like that you're, you know, on water and that's it for mm-hmm. even part of the day. And I'll tell you, my tea, my 10-hour tea, it's got, you know, I want to say like 400 something calories in it. So it's not like it's not like this is a very low calorie thing to do. You know, this is the equivalent number of calories to a meal for sure.
Right. Minus that tedious chewing.
Exactly. So, okay. Well, and so yeah. So then, you know, one of the things that we talked about last time is how
I just need to pause for a moment because it sounds like you like it.
I do right now. I do like it. One of the things I really like about it is it's super easy to follow at work.
Oh, interesting.
Because I don't have to worry about bringing a whole bunch of stuff to work. I can, you know, I can leave my tea and my because during the week I'm eating my meals at home.
Does it taste good?
You know, actually it doesn't taste bad at all.
But does it taste good?
It leans to good. My problems with it. Well, so my problems.
Hang on. It leans to good. That's like, that'd be like saying like, is the house stable? And you'd be like, well, it leans towards stable. Like, it's probably not going to collapse. Or like, is this fruit tree viable? I mean, it leans towards viability. It might produce fruit.
Well, okay. So is it good? You know, it's not ice cream.
Yeah, okay. But that's what I'm talking about. Let's get some honesty out here.
Okay. Is it good? It's not ice cream, but it's not unpleasant. It's not something that I have to get through. It mm-hmm. is something that I can look forward to. It is sustaining. And so
what kind of dinners have you been eating?
Oh, so then because I'm, you know, in Central Texas, I have access to an HEB and I know. and I bought me some HEB meals, simple meals. And so I've eaten things like teriyaki salmon with noodles and chicken Alfredo casserole and beef with broccoli. And
oh, okay. So, I got scared because I wasn't hearing any vegetables, which are my favorite thing. And I was starting to get really worried.
Then they've got this flank steak that's stuffed with spinach and feta cheese that has some asparagus and potatoes on the side.
Okay.
These are like good meals. So, yeah.
All right. Well, so it sounds like right now you're liking it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Those meals sound pretty good. So all of this sounds really good. So how long, realistically speaking, do you think you can stick with this? A, and then B, what do nutritionists have to say about this kind of a thing?
So, well, okay. It depends on the nutritionist because, so one of the things about this diet is that yes, it is high in fat. Because you're adding coconut oil and butter to your coffee.
Yeah. It seems dangerous.
So it is high in fat, but because you're using grass-fed butter and you're using extra virgin organic coconut oil, these are good fats. So if you happen to be someone that does well on good fats, which not everybody does, not everybody has the body makeup to do well with that. You know, some people that would clog their arteries and, you know, they'd be on their way. But
like my mother-in-law was doing something, she was replacing some stuff. I don't know. She had a big thing of, she had two giant things of coconut oil, if I'm being really honest. And then her doctor was like, you have to stop this immediately. And then she tried to pawn all that coconut oil off on me. And I was like, I don't really use coconut oil. But
you know, I'll be honest, it's the coconut oil. So because I use chocolate protein powder, it's chocolatey. And the coconut oil does give it this, it's almost a nutty flavor too.
That sounds delicious. My stepmother makes something called coconut health something radiant something fudge. I don't know what it's called, but it's basically just coconut oil and raw chocolate and monk fruit. And I don't know. I honestly don't know what's in it. It has to be refrigerated because it's coconut oil based. So if it's warm on the counter, it just melts. But it is actually really delicious. So chocolate and coconut oil together, I will vouch for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, like I say, it's not bad. My problems with it are mostly texture related. And, you know, I have a lot of texture issues. Mm-hmm. And so, like, one of the things is the strainer that I was using last week. The holes were way too big for this freaking tea. And so I'm getting a lot of tea leaves in my drink, and that's not super pleasant for me.
Sounds gross.
Well, yeah. And then if you don't mix it well, then you can get little globbies of protein powder. I got a little blender for work, just one of those little mini blenders with a, like, you know, 15 ounce glass on it.
the number of things that you've told me that you've gotten for work to, like, I know that what you're doing is you have one of them at work at a time, probably, but I'm imagining, because it's much more fun for me, just like your desk has been converted into a kitchen counter filled with appliances, and then your computer's just like ready to fall off the desk because there's no room. That's what I like to imagine.
Well, you're not wrong. But now I go drink one of these, and I'll be honest, this is surprisingly filling. That's, I think, what's really nice is, you know, you drink one of these teas, and I don't know if it's the protein powder, because, you know, two scoops of protein powder is like what bodybuilders use, so there's a lot in it.
Are you changing anything about your body movement, speaking of bodybuilders, while you're doing this?
Not yet. No, I'm not yet.
Okay.
that's definitely in the future, but no, not yet.
All right. So the one thing that you've said that you're not crazy about is the texture. So I think we should play a game called Better or Worse. So we're going to use this bulletproof tea as the baseline texture.
10-hour tea. Bulletproof is actually MCT oil instead of coconut oil.
Oh my God.
Sorry. And it's a totally different dude that does it.
I feel terrible. What a horrible mistake I have made. So this tea will last you 10 hours. It will not make you bulletproof.
No, two teas last you 10 hours.
So this tea will last you 5 hours. It will not make you bulletproof.
It's not 5 hour energy. It's 5 hour tea.
And so this tea will not turn you into a superhero that can leap buildings and deflect bullets. Okay. Cause those are other beverages. This tea lasts for 5 hours.
Right.
And then another tea lasts another 5 hours. And then you eat a sensible dinner. But we're going to focus on the texture of this 10-hour tea and use that as our baseline. And then I'm going to name a food that has a specific texture, and you're going to say better or worse.
Okay.
Let us begin.
Knowing that I have texture issues.
This is exciting, isn't it? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Well, we're going to start easy. Ice cream.
Worse.
Beans.
Okay, which kind of beans?
Refried.
Oh, worse.
Okay, whole beans.
Better.
Okay, uncooked beans.
They are worse.
Wait, which are worse? The beans or the...
Oh, you're right. The beans are worse. Sorry. Oh my gosh. I forgot the rules already.
Okay, let's try again.
Okay.
We're going to use your drink as the baseline, and then I'm going to name a food.
Is it better than or worse than your food?
Is this food that I'm naming?
Oh, is the food better? Oh, well, then I totally got it wrong. Oh, my gosh.
I wondered because you were like, ice cream is worse, and I'm like, amazing. Okay.
Okay. We'll now I understand.
Here we go. Ice cream.
Ice cream is better.
Refried beans
are better.
Rice.
Rice. Trying to think texture wise though. Yeah, I'm thinking rice is better.
All right. Broccoli.
Better.
Okay. So far, all of the foods I've named have a better texture. Okay. Mushrooms.
You're naming foods I like. This is the problem.
I don't even know. Okay. But yeah. Okay.
That I like to eat.
Yeah. But if I were to name tomatoes, it's not a texture problem.
It's partially a texture problem. You can name any fruit and that texture is going to be a little.
Really? So if I say peaches.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Cherries?
Yeah.
Blueberries?
Yeah.
Apples?
You know, that's about the only fruit I can stand the texture of.
I did not know that.
There's a slime factor involved. I don't like slimy. And then people say, well, you like macaroni and cheese.
But and mushrooms.
It's not the same. Yeah, I know, but it's not the same.
Okay.
And mushrooms are usually like in a sauce or sauteed or cooked somehow. I don't really eat raw mushrooms. I guess that's what it is.
Okay. Avocado.
Is it guacamole?
Let's just start with like a slice of avocado.
Like a slice of avocado. Yeah. I'm saying the tea is going to be better than that.
Okay. But guacamole, that's a different mouthfeel.
That's totally a different mouthfeel to me. Because it's supposed to be smashed. It's supposed to feel... But a slice of avocado, it feels weird to me.
Okay, so then is guacamole a better mouthfeel than your tea?
Than my tea? It's probably... Yeah, it's probably a little better.
Mouthwash.
Yeah. Because mouthwash doesn't have like little tea leaves you're spitting out.
So mouthwash is better. Also, it has that minty reward feel.
Yeah, but the tea has a chocolate reward feel. So,
true. But chocolate doesn't tingle.
No, chocolate doesn't tingle. But yeah, like I say, my deal is it's pretty much the, you know, it's almost like, how do I say it? It's almost like if you eat dirt and you're having to spit it out, you know?
The tea is like eating dirt?
Well, again, it's just because I had a strainer that's too big. The holes are too big for the tea.
Well, so if you're listening and you have recommendations for a strainer for this tea product, then please send us a link.
Again, what kind of tea is it?
10 Hour.
No, the yerba
mate.
Oh yeah, that.
I think it's important that you say it with a sultry voice. Otherwise,
oh, that?
I think I'm pretty sure that's like really critical to pronouncing it properly. If you're just like yerba mate, it's just sounds terrible. You have to be like yerba mate. I don't know.
Is it kind of like how in Austin you're supposed to say Guadalupe instead of Guadalupe?
Yeah, exactly. Or like in Portland, Oregon, you have to say cooch instead of couch.
Well, that was mean. Two entirely different things.
No, it's a street name. It's a street name. It's a street name, and it's pronounced cooch.
Oh, wow.
Well, and on that note, I think it's time to send people on their merry way. So, so we'll look forward to hearing how this continues to go. Your 10-hour tea. And I'll be super curious. At some point, we're going to get a chance to talk to your doctor. I'm going to have so many questions when that happens. Unlike normal, when I never ask questions.
That's true. I'm like Lena Dunham. I've got questions.
Well, so yes. So, thank you for listening. This is Positive Thin Pact. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Marjorie.
And you're listening. So go forth and have a healthy tomorrow. Again, I'm just working on a tagline. I haven't figured it out.
And if you have any diet that you want me to try, let me know. Especially if it doesn't involve tomatoes.
Yeah. Tweet us up at P Thin Pact, or message us on Facebook at Positive Thin Pact, or hop onto our Anchor FM channel, Positive Thin Pact, and leave us a voice message. We might just play your message on the next show.
We would love your voice message.
All right. Well, that's us. Have a great day.
Okay.